Hi, and welcome to the She Who Dares Wins podcast. I am Vanessa French, and today we are talking about your money story. Now, this is something I'm obsessed with at the moment because once you unlock your money story, if you don't like what you have the ability and the power to change it. So it's super, super interesting. We're going to get into that in just a moment, but I do want to let you know, if you have been sitting on the fence watching my clients achieve amazing results in Project Badass, and you want to do the same, you want to change your mindset and your relationship with your body, you want to see the results each week coming in, seeing progress, feeling confident, feeling leaner, stronger, fitter, then do not miss out because we are kicking off on the 4th of July. So you only have a few days to jump in and claim your spot. And currently there are 5 spots left. So if you're sitting on the fence, jump off it now, get involved because the doors will close on the 4th of July. And then that will be it until October time when the doors open up again. So now is the time to change if that's what you want to do. So without further ado, I'm going to jump in and talk about the money story. Now, this is something I really wanted to talk about, and it impacts every part of our life. You know, it's a crazy percentage of marital issues, partner issues come from money, lack of money, stress around money. And so it is responsible for happiness. And as much as people like to say, you know, money doesn't matter, it does. It really does, because, you know, even if you're not materialistic, it is important to have a good relationship with money. And when you don't, it trickles down into the other areas of your life. Now, I'm going to share my own personal money story with you, what I noticed in my world and how that impacted me. So we're just going to jump straight into it. Now, we all have a money story. We all have beliefs around money, and we all have patterns that keep showing up around money too. So what I want you to do as we're talking, as I'm going through this, just take time, pay attention, and see what's going on in your world. So once you understand your money story, like I said, it gives you the power back to kind of reverse engineer it and see what's holding you back, what isn't serving you anymore. And then it gives you the power to change. Now, our money stories usually are adopted from our parents early on. You've probably heard me talk about this before, that our brains are super pliable. We're like little sponges between the ages of zero and seven. And so we are just unconsciously soaking all this information up. We're watching our parents or whoever our caregivers are, and we're watching their behavior around money, how they spend it, do they save it, how they talk about it. And what we do is we adopt their beliefs. So we are unconsciously believing that that is what's true. Much like we learn from our parents their beliefs on how we treat others, other people, how we behave, the same thing is said about money. So it's just something that we've taken on board unconsciously. So take a moment to reflect on how your parents' relationship with money was like. So what I'm going to do is kind of just give you a few questions to prompt. If you've got a pen and paper handy, feel free to just like pause and then just write this down, play it on each question so you can really get granular on this and see where your money beliefs have come from. And it might be a little bit uncomfortable. This topic might trigger you. It might bring up uncomfortable feelings. But just be really, really honest, because unless you can be honest with yourself, then you're not going to be able to change your money story. So take a moment and reflect on your parents' behavior, how they spoke about money when you were younger. Did they complain about not having enough? Were they avid savers? Did they used to impulse buy? Did they believe people who had money were greedy? Did they live paycheck to paycheck? Did they believe that you had to work hard for money? Did they believe that you only needed just enough to be happy? Did they gossip or bad talk about those who had more money than them? Did they feel safe and secure about money? Did they freely talk about money, or was it a taboo topic? So this is just a few questions that, you know, came up straight away for me whilst I was thinking about this podcast. But, you know, you can go and ask yourself more questions, go further into that rabbit hole. So it really just takes some time, write down, journal on it, and just sit there. And once you've got that down on paper, take a step back and then just ask yourself, what is true for me? Have I taken on any of those? Can I see that coming up in my life? And you can go from there, because now you have your answers, you can reverse engineer it. So what I'm going to do is just show you how powerful our parents' money stories can be and how it can actually impact you in the future. So here's mine, because it kind of feel like by me sharing my own money story, it's going to give you some context on how powerful this is. So I grew up in various households with different people. So I grew up from the ages of 0 to 10 with my grandma. And then from 10 to 15, I was with my dad. And then from 15, I was then kind of fending for myself. So my money story was very chaotic. And every person that I lived with had a very different set of circumstances, very different sets of views about money. Now, as a result of this, I found myself in a never-ending cycle of having money and then not having money. I would literally have thousands in my bank account and then I'd be looking for pennies. And I'm not joking, it was that extreme. I was incredible at attracting money, still am. It's one of the things that I'm really, really good at, is like attracting money out of nowhere. But the moment I used to get money, it would literally disappear and vanish into thin air. So once I noticed this pattern, I can now look back and I can see where it came from, and it literally blew my mind. So check this out. On the one hand, when I was 0 to 10, I lived with my grandparents and they were always struggling for money. They saw money as something that you had to be careful with. They always needing more money. They never really had enough. But I never went without. So I wasn't poor, but we knew that we weren't really well off. And so there was just that sense of just getting by, you know? And that's fine. But then I was thrown into another situation where I was living with my dad, and he was the kind of guy that took huge risks of money. He was an entrepreneur. He built himself up from the bottom to the top, and he saw money as a bit of a game. And he loved to treat himself, his family. He loved to treat others, like take people out for meals and spend money on them. And he always seemed to just attract more money. And that was my money story when I was 11 to 15. And so you can see how I had two very conflicting money stories. On one hand, it was kind of never enough, there's a lack, you know, just getting by. And then on the other hand, it was lavish. It was, let's have the nice cars, let's go on the holidays, let's go for these meals out, let's treat people. And so when I became an adult, I had merged those two together and it wasn't working. So what would happen is I would be stuck in this loop of having money, attracting money, and then it disappearing. Like, it would just go. And then I'd be stuck in that loop. So then money would come around again and then it would disappear. So it was a real feast or famine event for me. So once I understood this, what it does is it allows you to understand that actually I need to clear the unserving money stories and then introduce new beliefs into that. Now, I'm not going to get into that now because we will literally be here all day, but I really wanted to give you some food for thought so you can take away from this podcast and really reflect back on what your parents' money story was and what you have brought into your adult life as your money story now. So journal that out. I would love to hear your feedback, your thoughts, and if this podcast episode has helped you. And thank you so much for listening. If you want to reach out, if you want to work on your mindset, I will be posting more episodes like this up. But of course, there are always opportunities to work with me in this realm. So I am taking on 2 one-to-one clients as well. So if you did want to jump on board, you are more than welcome to reach out to me and ask me about my private coaching sessions. So that is it from me today. So have an amazing rest of your week, and I will catch you guys up later.